the caterer after my audition. I groaned, half with bliss at the pancakes, and half with dread at the thought of the party tonight. I forgot we had to wear costumes. What are we this time? Santa's elves. But with any luck, this will be the last time we have to serve hors d'oeuvres in elf gear. By next Christmas, I'll be a famous actress, and you'll be a wildly successful... She cocked her head. What's this interview for? Editorial assistant for a publishing house? One of Margot's eyebrows popped up. That's the new dream job. I like books, I said a little defensively. Because, yes, I did like books. But I'd had so many interviews for so many jobs in the past 2 years that it was hard to keep them all straight. And I'd also never expressed any interest in working in publishing before, so Margot's skepticism was somewhat warranted. Maybe I'll discover the next J.K. Rowling. Margot rallied quickly, raising her orange juice in a toast. To the next big thing in publishing! Who is going to pick up the next big thing on Broadway's elf costume when I grab mine? I added. Margot's dark eyes filled with gratitude. You're the best. And you're going to rock that interview. Thank you, I murmured, trying to absorb some of her confidence. At least some good had come from my as-yet unsuccessful attempts to find my place as a New York power player. Margot never would have met Harish if she hadn't been rushing to the rescue with a clean blouse after I'd spilled coffee all over mine right before my interview with his company. The poor man had taken one look at my roommate and been smacked hard with the love stick. He'd invited her to his office Christmas party, kissed her under the mistletoe, and the rest was history. There was nothing quite like mistletoe magic. Harish had later lobbied for me to get the job, but after the way I'd flailed during the interview, I wasn't surprised when they decided to go another way. It was crazy to think that was a year ago, and I was no closer to figuring out what I was going to do with my life, or where I was going to go when our lease was up at the end of January. Margot would be moving out after her Winter Wonderland-themed New Year's wedding, but she'd promised to pay her share of the rent until the lease expired. After that, I really needed this job. I couldn't keep doing odd jobs for the rest of my life. I'd come to New York to prove something. And so far, all I'd managed to prove was that I had an impressive ability to bomb interviews. Margot caught my hand, sensing my insecurity. It's gonna be great, she assured me. You're going to be great. I hope so. I can't be a catering server forever. I glanced at her over my pancakes. I'm surprised you're still working the party tonight with all the wedding prep going on. I need the cash, she admitted. Weddings are expensive, and I refuse to have Harish think I'm marrying him for his money. Of course, when I'm a wildly famous actress, I'll support us both. She winked, but I knew her well enough to see the bravado covering her own nerves. You're going to kill this audition, I assured her, squeezing her hand back. Break a leg, Bernard. You too, she grinned. Or maybe I shouldn't say that. You have a tendency to take those things literally. I rolled my eyes, but I couldn't argue. My clumsiness was legendary. It only got worse when I was nervous and trying desperately to make everything go right, which made interviews particularly hazardous. I'll try not to break anything, I promised her. Good. You've got this. Margot assured me. I tried to hold on to her faith in me 45 minutes later as I walked into the lobby of a posh Manhattan high-rise for my interview. The heels of my sharp interview-only ankle boots clicked across the polished floors as I approached the security guard and gave him my name and ID, earning a visitor's badge in return. As I shrugged out of my overcoat, I watched the regular employees swiping their passes to gain access to the elevator bank. I tried to picture myself as one of them. Would I feel purposeful? Accomplished? Would I finally be able to quit all the odd...